All right, folks, we're back here. Start of the second quarter, and boy, the Billies just ripped off a very long run that time around the right side. Paco Martinez, he found some room to run, and he went skating down the sideline. Takes it all the way down. It looks like the Texans, they're going to see where they spot at the 25-yard line.
25-yard line, one of those explosive plays like we were talking about in the pregame. And so he goes around the Billies' right side, finds some running room, as you say, and they're set up and in business.
Well, that's got to give them a little bit of spark, some hope here. Dylan Ray's back in the shotgun. Got a running back on either side. He hands off a little. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. He kept it, faked the handoff, and tried to keep it going up the gut. Looks like he's only going to pick up a yard or two on that carry.
Nice fake. Called his own number. And using Paco Martinez as fakes the handoff to him. Looked like it was coming left. And he calls his own number for a couple yards.
Well, it's going to set up second down and about 8 yards to go for the Billies. They've moved the ball on that one long run by Paco Martinez. They've brought it all the way down to the Texans' 24-yard line. See if the Texans can stiffen up here, Dean.
Well, they're absolutely still looks like they're in their base defense and motion coming.
And Dylan Ray back deep, takes the handoff to Paco Martinez, rolls right and throws out to his right. Nice catch that time. Braden Beard down there caught the ball at about the 12-yard line of the Texans. Enough for a first down. They're going to move the chains.
Yeah, Trinity Wilson was right there on coverage and jumps up, and I think maybe he's going to intercept that football, but instead it's completed for a first down, and it looks like it's going to be right there at the 13-yard line. And they're in business, as we say.
So here in the second quarter with 10:40. Five to go. The Billies are moving the ball. They've got it all the way down to the Texans' 13-yard line. Dylan Ray back deep. Paco Martinez on his left side. Takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Martinez. He's rolling out to his left trying to find his receiver. Wide open was Braden Beard. Let's see if they're going to call that a good catch.
Number seven, yeah, he sits down, and it looks like they are not going to award him the catch as they walk the ball back off and set it.
Pretty good angle that time. It looked like it might have hit the turf, but boy, was he ever wide open right there in the middle of the field.
It looked like he trapped it. He was sitting there waiting on it right at the 5-yard line, and they rule it no catch, and so that'll bring up second.
Yeah, had he made it, they would have moved the ball about 5 yards down the field. All right. Studebaker goes in motion from right to left. Dylan Ray's back, fakes the handoff to Martinez. He tries to keep it again going up the middle. Didn't have any success with that 2 plays ago, and picked up about a yard. Looks like it's going to be third and 11.
Well, we'll see if he goes back to Paco Martinez there and actually does call his number, because that time he was running with not a lot of company.
That's
so
right.
Everybody must have read that perfectly for the Texans, but you wonder. He's got speed, as we just saw on a previous couple of plays ago.
Billy set up here with 4 receivers. They've got 3 receivers over here on the left side, 1 over on the right side. Martinez in the backfield. Fakes the handoff to Martinez. Ray always hit as he tries to throw the ball.
His hit as
incomplete.
And it should be ruled an incompletion. His arm's moving forward, but he is met rudely by a couple of the Texan defenders, and he was wanting to pass and in the pocket there, but someone gets a hold of that arm as they're wrapping him up, and he throws it pretty safely to the turf about 4 yards ahead. And
yeah, he didn't have much time at all to get out of the way there.
Fourth
Looks
down.
Like Billies are going to go for a 3-point play here. Thomason's back to kick. Snapped back. Kick holds down. Well, let's see.
Almost.
Oh, he's going to be right underneath the crossbar.
Going to be
no
underneath.
Good.
And it was almost blocked, Randy. And he just misses underneath the uprights there. And trying to convert the field goal there.
Well, I hate to say it, but I believe the Texans might have dodged a bullet there, Dean, here with 9 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the second quarter, leading 14 to nothing. The Billies on that drive looked a little like they had a little more pep to them.
Move the ball well. And, of course, now this will be the worst field position that Wimberly will start with tonight. And so we'll see if the Billies can stiffen up on defense now to answer some of that offensive success.
That's right. Lambert's back deep. Shotgun position. Trinity Wilson's to his right. Looks like Burchell split out far to this side, and 2 receivers split out far to the left. Lambert's back, tries to throw it across the middle. Intercepted.
That is picked.
Intercepted. It's going to go all the way. Intercepted that time. Braden Beard. Ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage and right into Beard's arm. And they had about 15 yards to amble. Nothing but green space in front of them. And
tipped,
the Billies get on the board.
Tipped and a pick six. So I probably shouldn't have suggested. See what the defense for the Billies can do, and then that happens. So I'll hush on the next one.
Well, like I said, the ball was tipped there at the line of scrimmage when Lambert threw the ball, and it was obviously a wobbly dying duck, if you will, and Beer was able to step right in front of it and nothing but green there to take it into the end zone.
So number nine, Eric Beltran, to attempt the extra point.
Holds down, the kick is up, and it is good.
So that'll bring us to a 14-7 margin, Randy. And so
9:31 to go here in the second quarter. Texas still on top, 14-7.
Just when you ask for a ball game, here we go.
Here we go. Well, like you said, that was the Texans were set up there with their worst field position of the game. Tip at the line of scrimmage is a good defense by the Billies to pick that off and take it in.
Yeah, they hadn't really been in any of his throwing lanes all night, but in that situation, big down lineman gets his paws up, tips it, and seven takes it to the house, Braden Beard, for the pick six to the left, and we're within a touchdown apart.
Well, the Billies come back out on the field here to kick off. Again, you have to think that their spirit and momentum has picked up a little bit here to go with nine minutes to go here in the second quarter.
A lot of football left, and so that's kind of one of the other things we talked about in the pregame. And so as the coaches talk to their teams, it's, you know, their momentum shifts. And so Wimberley certainly a seasoned football team, so they will take this kickoff. And, of course, don't forget about the threat of them returning one. We've seen that before this year, the return ability. And so we'll
Tomlinson set the kick here for the Billies. Kicks off. Nice kick all the way down the field. Right down the center, fielded by Burchill. Brings it back to the right. Got some blocks in front of him, but he's going to be tackled there back at about the 22-yard line.
Comes to the right here on our side of the field and met by a host of Billy tacklers. Good coverage on that kickoff.
So on the fourth possession now, Texans take over. Looks like they're going to start at their own 22-yard line. See if they can't get a sustained drive going here, Dean.
Yeah, that looked like Luke Smith, number 35, with that tackle for the Billies, leading the charge there. And so, yeah, they need to answer. Football game of momentum. So here are the Texans, just a little bit at the 22-yard line, going Lambert, left to right now.
Lambert's back deep in the shotgun. He's got Kelly on his left, Trinity Wilson's on his right. Burchill split out here. Hands off to Trinity, going to the left. He's going around the left side. He's got a little bit of room to run. He's at the 30, brought down about the 32-yard line. He's going to be very close to a first down.
Again, a nice hard run. He is contacted and met by a defender at about the 25-yard line and continues to grind and picks up those additional hard yards that make coaches and teammates excited. Yak, as they call them.
He's certainly a very aggressive runner.
Like that. He finds that seam, gets north and south, and picks up yards. And so that always is good because now that leaves you with a, chains moving or very
That's
second
right.
and short type situation.
That did move the chains for the Texans. They've got first down and 10 here at their own 33-yard line. Lambert takes the snap and just takes off running over the left side. He's got room to go. One man to meet, Tomlinson. He cuts back to the right. Cuts back here across the right of the field. Got some room. Got Burchill's in front of him. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Texans. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it looks like I was wondering if there would be a flag, and there is a flag back at about the 36-yard line. I was worried at the 30 if maybe there would be a call on a block in the back. Didn't think he did, but you never know. And so he started that left, called his own number, did he, Randy?
Oh, yeah.
And he cuts back to the right, crossing the hashes to score on the right side of the end zone. A heck of a nice run, but it does look like it's going to come back.
I see everybody's trooping back down, and it looks like the official gave the sign to one of the other officials. Looked like it might be a holding call. Way back is going to bring it back. Wow, that's tough there.
Wimberley fans voicing their displeasure in the crowd.
And it's a holding call against the Texans. It'll be a 10-yard penalty. He's going to set up first down and 20 now for the Texans. Oh, excuse me, it's a 5-yard penalty. They'll move it back 5 yards, and they're going to set up first down and 15 now. The Texans own 26-yard line. So with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Wow, what a beautiful run by Lambert. Boy, he had some nice cuts there, and then the blockers got in front of him, and he was home all the way.
Yeah, he ran initially there with some power and then he gets into the open field and shows you the maneuverability and cuts and then speed.
Well, I must have concerned the Billies enough that they were able to rip off that long run. They've taken a timeout. So, folks, with 8 minutes and 40 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Texas on top 14-7. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be right back after this at WimberlyRadio.com.
This Wimberly football broadcast is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. More information and online menu at CypressCreekCafe.com. This Wimberly Texan football game on WimberlyRadio.com is supported by Fancy That Photography, with professional location photographer Susie Wiest, specializing in family, graduation, wedding, and event photography for the community of Wimberly and the Texas Hill Country. Available online at FancyThatPhoto.com and by phone at 512-618-8813.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Hello, folks. Welcome back. It's 8 minutes and 40 seconds left to play here in the second quarter. Wimberly Texans up on top 14-7. Just had a very nice long run by Lambert for a touchdown, wiped out by a holding call. He's going to set up first down and 15 to go for the Texans on their own 21-yard line. Lambert's back deep to take the snap. Trinity Wilson's over to his right. He's got twin receivers on his right. Single receiver over to his left, takes a snap, fakes to Trinity, quick pass out to Blakemore on the right side. Blakemore quickly met, wrapped up quick by Cole Reynolds. It's actually going to maybe lose a yard or two on that play.
Yeah, 82, Cole Reynolds is right there, sniffs that out, and makes a nice play. And so it's still going to be second and quite long.
Coach Nelm is using that as a coaching opportunity right there close to the sideline.
That's a nice way to put that, Randy.
I think he wished he might have would have caught it and gone instead of tried to do a little juke move there.
I think he was directing that conversation at his feet and saying he wants his feet to go
that way
north.
Yeah. Well, so that's going to set up second down and about 17. They lost a couple yards on the play. Lambert's back deep. Trinity's on his right side. Takes the snap again. Hand off to Trinity Wilson. This side over the left tackle. He's got some room to go. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. Midfield. 40-yard line. He's still on his feet. Saving tackle there all the way down to the Billy's 32-yard line. Nice run.
Number 40, Seth Studebaker, holds him up a little bit and gets him wrapped up finally. But if not for Seth Studebaker, he would take that one to the house, Randy.
Yeah, he was on his feet and he was rambling, wasn't he?
So just like that, I guess that's what you do on first and or second and long.
Trinity's so explosive when he gets around the corner. 7:31 here to go. The Texans are on the move. They got the ball down to the Billy's 32-yard line. Lambert's back deep. Wilson's over on the right. Blakemore and looks like Burchell over this side. Lambert's rolling out to the right. He's got some pressure trying to met and tackle. He's going to
be
tackled for a loss.
Yeah, he will be dropped. That's number 35, Luke Smith, and he meets up there with number 77, Jacob Dittmar at the quarterback, and nice defensive play. He's looking like he was looking downfield, and pressure gets to him.
Boy, a loss of 11 yards that time on the sack by the Billies. I think Lambert just couldn't find anybody open down the field. He rolled out. He had some room to ramble there, but he just
number 72, met. Randy, James Paul Jordan checking into the ball game at offensive line. He's going to be at the right tackle.
Lambert back deep again. Shotgun. Trinity Wilson's over to his right. They got twin receivers here on the right side. He's looking down the field. Quick pass out this time to Burchell. Burchell pushed out of bounds at about the 35-yard line.
Yeah, that play is just money for them. It's almost impossible to defend that. And so that play is good for about 4 or 5 yards every time.
And you know the Billies just have to respect the Texans' ability to pass. So that little underneath route right there, you know, is going to be open all game.
And so, and when you don't, then he'll go streaking down the sideline right. And make you look silly.
Lambert in the shotgun takes the snap, takes a three-step drop, looking downfield. Lots of room on the right side. Throws it. Oh, incomplete.
Yeah, that one was incomplete right there at about the 27-yard line. It looked like it was intended.
Reed Jones. There's about 10 yards down the field, right on the sideline. It would have been a very acrobatic catch had he actually caught the ball. It's going to set up fourth down and about 15. Let's see what the Texans decide to do here.
I tell you, as explosive as the offense is, you think off track, and then you have another explosive play.
Well, there's still a lot of time left here in the second quarter, 6 minutes and 26 seconds.
They look like they're going to go for it here, Randy. They're going to talking it over.
Well, Lambert trots out on the field.
the 37-yard line into Billy territory.
Need to pick up 14 yards. Oh, looks like we're going to have a timeout. Timeout Texans. By the Texans. Well, we're going to take this opportunity again, folks. Be back right after this. You're listening to Wimberley Texan Football on WimberleyRadio.com.
And football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of Conley Car Wash and Express Lube in San Marcos, offering full-service oil change, vehicle inspections, headlight restoration, and AC services. Details at ConleyCarWash.com or by phone at 512-805-7500. The staff at Conley Car Wash want to wish the Texans a great 2011 football season. Wimberley Texan football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com and by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans!
All right, folks, we're back here at Wimberley Texas Stadium. Wimberley Texans have the ball, 6:26 to go here in the second quarter, leading this game 14-7, facing a very daunting fourth down and 14. Lambert takes a snap, rolls out to his left, looking far down the field. Wide open. That time, Davis Holloman had caught the ball, about 25-yard reception down the far left side of the field, enough for the first down.
He rolls to his left and just quietly completes a big pass play there. He gets out of bounds to stop the clock, and just like that, the Texans have set up shop in the red zone.
Yeah, they take over here. A fresh set of downs on the 20-yard line. 6:18 left to go here in the second quarter. What a nice pass completion. He was wide open. Lambert back deep in the shotgun, takes a snap, keeps it himself, tries to go up the middle, avoids one tackle. He's going to pick up a couple of maybe two or three tough yards there to set up second down, and about seven to go here at the Billy's 16-yard line.
Not a lot of running room there. At the 20, he kind of weaves and bobs and dodges and picks up 2-3 yards there in traffic.
They're going to spot it at the 17-yard line of the Billies. He's going to bring up second down and 8 to go. Lambert back deep in the shotgun. Trinity Wilson's on his right side. And Burchell and Holloman over here on the right. Blake Moore on the left. Oh, he's under heavy pressure again. He's going to be sacked for a loss of about 3 yards.
Goes drop straight back there, and nice play there by the number 14, looks like, is in there causing trouble for the Billies. That's Clayton Braden. That's a duplicate number or not. Got him listed as a quarterback, but.
Well, that's going to set up third down and about 12 to go here. 5:14 left to play here in the second quarter. Texans have the ball on the Billies. See where they spotted out there. It's at about the 22-yard line. You'd like to see him pick up at least half of this and work toward getting the first down. Lambert's back deep in the shotgun. Wilson's to his right, takes the snap, hands off to Wilson around the left side. He's got a little bit of room to run. He got enough of the first down. He's at the 5, taken out of bounds, right at about the 5-yard line.
Again, just like the last play we talked about, Mr. Wilson, he takes that around the left side, is met by a would-be tackler about 3 yards into the run, powers forward and gets the ball to a first down and first and goal at about the 5-yard line.
Yeah, nice run again. Boy, he's finding that seam around the left side of going around off tackle. And boy, once he gets in the open field, he is really dangerous.
Where there's not running room, he creates it with that powerful run.
So we got clocks moving, 4:35 here left in the second quarter. Texans have the ball on the Billy's 5-yard line. Fresh set of downs is first and goal. Blakemore in motion to the left. Eye formation in the back. Blakemore rolls out, hands it off to Trinity Wilson over the left side. Nice block by Blakemore. Touchdown, Texans.
He should be in there. Does hit the pylon, and so they do signal 6. And so your answer is, we talked about the Texans answering that score of the Billies, the Battling Billies, and they do just that. And so pending the extra point here, we will have a 21-7 ball game, assuming that conversion takes place.
Nice run that time by Wilson from 5 yards out.
Just powers, gets around that edge, one man to beat, and just kind of dives for that pylon.
holds down, the kick is up, and he is good. I still consider him perfect because last week he missed one. And, of course, the Texans have scored a multitude of points, and he's had a lot of opportunity to kick, and last week it was a bad hold. So I'm rooting for Albert.
So you don't hold that against him, is what you're saying.
No, I love the guy. He's got the perfect name for a field goal kicker. So
I agree. And so with 4:20 left, just like we said, didn't take long for the Texans to answer that previous score by the Battling Billies, and we're at 21-7 with plenty of time remaining in the first half.
It was a nice, long, sustained drive that time. It ate up 5 minutes on the clock. They started down on their own 22-yard line, and it was good to see them make a long, sustained drive like that.
And overcome three, first or second and long plays to overcome that. So coaches will go crazy with those type of penalties and big plays for loss. But they certainly were able to overcome that and score 7 points to be firmly back in control of the football game.
Well, Avila's got the ball teed up here at their own 40-yard line. He approaches the ball. Nice, deep, long kick. Going to go down to field it at the 10-yard line by Paco Martinez. Martinez comes up the middle. Had a little bit of room to run there. Returns it all the way back to their own 36-yard line.
Right there at the 30. When he was at the 30, crossing the 30-yard line, I thought he might create a little seam there and bust one right there.
You know, their last two possessions they've had, they've started off with better field position than they did the first two possessions, for sure.
Correct. So see if they can open up the playbook a little bit. One thing we haven't seen, Randy, that we expected that we might, is some more of the passing other than the first series where they passed more than we would have expected.
Well, you know, and the statistics that show indicated that Dylan Ray was going to carry the ball a lot more than he has tonight. Obviously, the you would know that the Texans are focused on him as the ball carrier, but we haven't seen him carry the ball that much. All right, so the Billies take over here. 4:13 left to go in the second quarter. Ray's back, takes a snap, keeps it himself, tries to go up the middle. He might get a yard or two, met almost immediately that time by a host of Texans.
Well, and his keepers have been designed to be, between the guard and the tackle on either side. And so the Texans, as you say, have done a very nice job of, gap control and having a body there. And so he's been met pretty much on every attempt with a tackler right at the line of scrimmage or very close. Some cases across the line.
Picked up a yard that time. They're going to set up second down and 9 from their own 36-yard line. He keeps it again. This time he tries to go left to center. And he might have lost the yard that he gained this past time.
Yeah, Nick Alana meets him just off the left end, and looks like he's going to have no gain on that.
Actually, looks like he's going to lose about a yard and a half.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, he's going to set up third, and looks like a little bit over 10 yards. The Billies have the ball on their own 37-yard line. They need to get down to their own 47-yard line to pick up the first down here.
He's got Mike Garza split wide here. Let's see if they attempt a pass here, or they're going to...
Yeah,
go for the run.
Got three receivers over on the right side, one over here and near to us. Ray's back. Oh, we've got a timeout be taken this time by the Billies. So with 2:54 left to go here in the second quarter, Texans on top 21-7. I would like to take this time to recognize some of our sponsors who help make this program possible. WimberleyRadio.com, Cypress Creek Cafe, Wimberley Pharmacy, Connolly Car Wash, Stevens & Malone, Blanco National Bank, Fancy That Photography, The Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, The Mail Stop, and DeMaster Daniel Insurance. And if you would like to hear any previous Wimberley Texan games this past season, go to our website and click on archived audio at WimberleyRadio.com. You can listen to them there, and there's also an option where if you would like to order a copy of the audio, you can certainly do that as well.
Went there to get prepared for this. Very easy to do. Just click and listen, and then, of course, you just click another button and order your own copy.
Texans and the Billies both get back out on the field following the timeout. 2:54 left to go here in the second quarter, and certainly the Billies have to be conscious of how much time they've got left. You know they'd like to do something. This time they've got twin receivers over here on the near side, twin on the far side. Ray drops back, looks downfield, passes.
It is picked. Number 52.
Intercepted.
Alden Mann.
What a nice athletic leap he made to step in front of that ball and pick that thing off.
He reads the quarterback's eyes and lunges to his right and gets his paws on that ball and doesn't look like he's going to bring it in, but he absolutely makes a very nice athletic play and First and 10 the other direction.
And he was about 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and the Texans are going to take over here on the Billy's own 42-yard line. What a nice interception. In fact, I thought the receiver, he was so far in front of the receiver for the Billies, I thought there was going to be a completion.
It looked like it, and he had some space there, kind of in the zone area there.
So with 2:48 left to go here in the second quarter, Lambert's back, rolls to his left, hands off little Mr. Extra Plate to Trinity Wilson around the right side. At the 40, he's running hard. He's going to be finally brought down after about a nice 6-yard gain.
And again, that shows you how slippery he runs. He probably should have been dropped for maybe a yard loss, and instead picks up 5 or 6 yards. Positive running is huge, keeping you on track. And so number 52 on that play lost his helmet and got his helmet back, exchanged a few words with Batlin Billy, and has his helmet back now so he can play some more football.
And that was Alden Mann for the Texans that had his helmet taken off.
It was. I guess he didn't. He said, "You intercepted on us, so I'm going to take your helmet. Please let me have it back."
Lambert's back deep. Shotgun. Trinity Wilson's to his right. He takes a snap, drops back 3 steps. Oh, flag comes in quick. There's a lot of pressure. He steps up out of the pocket. Got some room to run. He's at the 30. He's 25, 20-yard line. He breaks another tackle. He's at the 10. He's back going to get in. He's at the 5. Finally, ball's on the ground. Let's see who's going to come up with it. What a interesting play that
signal
was.
He was left. He was right. He was
going to be sacked. He was going to be lose. And let's see what happened.
Well, as they sort this out, let's see.
It looks like all the Billy players are jumping up and down like they might have got this fumble.
So they will award.
Yeah, they
decline
the penalty
and take the ball.
Take the ball over down on their own. Looks like they're going to spot it about their own 6 or 7 yard line. Well, you certainly can't fault Lambert for the athleticism, although I think that's about the third time when he was down there that close to the end zone that he's put the ball on the carpet.
Well, he's trying to cut back, and he's got a blocker that he's trying to avoid so that the blocker doesn't block a man in the back, and the ball comes free in traffic.
And I did that no justice at all, the run that he made there. He was left, he was right, he was over a tackle, would-be tackler. He was outside of two tacklers, and he got down around
the fire. He was running so fast, Randy, you couldn't catch up with him verbally there.
Between what was happening with my mind and my tongue, it kind of got messed up.
No problem at all. Well, that's as good as a punt, being optimistic.
I guess so. Dylan Ray back, hands off in a little inside sweep to Paco Martinez around the right side. He's going to pick up about 5 yards on the plays.
Paco Martinez is a nice hard runner.
Boy, he is quick, isn't he?
He's and to go with his speed, he finishes his runs very physically, and so certainly for his size, he packs a punch. So that's going to bring up about 2nd and 8, Randy, for the Batlin Billies.
Dylan Ray's back. Paco Martinez is on his left. Twin receivers over here. Looks like a slot and a wide receiver here on the left side and a wide receiver down on the right. Ray takes it, hands off to Paco Martinez up the middle. He's met almost immediately. It looks like he might have even lost a yard or two. Great defense that time by the Texans.
Kind of a little draw play that looks like it's designed to cut back just kind of between the left guard and tackle in that C gap maybe, depending on kind of a moving gap there. And he makes a nice cut there, but he is met very quickly by a host of Texan tacklers. Looked like number 84 was kind of leading the charge there, Connor Kaufman.
Well, the clock continues to run, and I'm surprised that the Billies aren't trying a little more diligently to get a playoff here. They've got a wide receiver lined up now far over to the right, 3 receivers over here on the left. Paco Martinez back with Dylan Ray in the shotgun. Takes the hand, looks like he's going to hand off to Paco with some room to go. He's at the 15 and brought down at the 20-yard line. Kind
that
of a
dreaded flag in that same spot. So we'll see.
Spot that's known as the holding spot.
Yeah, he had a huge lane to run through there, Randy, and that is a hold.
I'm going to bring that one back. 47 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Texans on top, 21-7. Had a score update for you, Dean. Dripping Springs Tigers were up 7-0 at Marble Falls tonight.
They're playing away tonight, so
It's now up to 10. Handy-dandy producer-engineer Ryan Shue tells us it's up to 10 to nothing over Marble at the half.
At the half, okay.
And we'll certainly try to get you some more scores and updates here at for the rest of the games of local interest, especially here in 26-3A.
Well, it does tighten. It's a tight race, as you mentioned, after Wimberley. You've got a lot of teams vying.
Oh, absolutely. Boy, is it
for separation.
Four teams tied at 1-1. Well, the clock continues to move. We're down to 28 seconds. Billy's standing back, Ray, back in his own end zone. Takes it, keeps, calls his own number, tries to go over the left side. He might have picked up a yard or two. And the clock continues to run there on that running play. I don't know that the Billy's have any timeouts left.
I don't think so, but I think they were probably playing that to see if they couldn't kill the clock and make sure that they didn't have to punt the football. And so let's see if Wimberley will stop the clock now.
The clock. Yeah, 14 seconds left to go here.
Force them to punt it to him.
Second see quarter. If they can. 14 seconds left in the half. Texas on top, 21-7. We're going to take a brief timeout to step back, and we'll be right back in a moment at WimberleyRadio.com.
And football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of the law offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Stevens and Malone is a proud supporter of Texan football on KDRP. Go Texans! Support for this Wimberley football broadcast on WimberleyRadio.com is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberley and the surrounding Hill Country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at The Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season.
Riding along now. All right, folks, welcome back. Thomason deep back in his own end zone gets off a very nice punt all the way out
some
to the 50-yard line. Picked up by Burchell. He's going around the right side, and he returns it all the way down to the Billy 20-yard line. But that's the half, folks. Texans on top 21-7. Certainly been an exciting first half, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely. And even there, Wimberley calls a timeout. Gets the punt, and smartly Blakemore gets to the right side here, nearly gets out with a second left, and as explosive as they are, not a bad idea. So
no
just a very well-played first half by the Texans.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, well, that concludes our first half of the game here. Texans on top 21-7. We're going to step out again here for a little bit. We'll be back with some halftime talk here in a little bit. Thanks for joining us, WimberleyRadio.com.